Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second, the second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Sanderson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third, the second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting ninth, the catcher, Matt Morello. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Raines reaches second base with a double. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Thome reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Raines reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Murray moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Murray moves to third. Sorrento moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to third for the out. Carcoviche moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Carcoviche moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Carcoviche scores. Guillen scores. Cora moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cora picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cora. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dennis Cook now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Cook covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cora bunts towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to third. Raines moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jose De Leon now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sorrento bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Jim Thome. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza pinch runs for Candy Maldonado. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to second for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. One out. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Lewis moves to second. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 4 in the game. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nuzon is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Lavalier now catching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts in front of the plate. Lavalier fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Ventura is walked intentionally. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 5 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Cora scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to second. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morello is 0 for 5 in the game. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora misplays the ball. That's an error on Cora. Morello moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Morello scores. Lofton moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.